And there's one that starts with a...
And that's heroin.
Yeah.
I was thinking of heroin being the one that's so well known.
This one also I was thinking of that's very well known starts with a C. C-O.
It's called something. Oh, it's not codeine. It's,
Cocaine is the one.
Cocaine, yes, cocaine. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so much for that. What do you call a person who is addicted to them?
Oh, he's an addict.
Okay, and what do you call a person who sells them?
He's a junkie.
A junkie sells the drugs?
I always think in terms of a junkie as selling the drugs. Right.
Do you know any slang terms for money?
Bread.
Yeah. Yeah. How about anything older than that? That's fairly modern.
That's fairly modern. Money would be dough, mm-hmm. Moolah.
Mm-hmm. That's an older one, I think.
That's an older one. Dough, moolah. I can't think of another one that comes immediately to mind.
If you needed some money and you had no resources, you might take your watch to an establishment and leave it there for a while. That's a
pawn shop.
Any other term for that?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, as long as I'm on this page, I'll go ahead and finish it, because this is an unpleasant two pages. I want to get it over with. What would you call the worst section of town where all the undesirables hang out?
That would be Skid Row, I suppose.
Would you refer to a part of Atlanta as Skid Row?
I think we would, but generally we don't.
Is there a particular part of
Atlanta? I don't think there's a particular part of Atlanta that's truly a Skid Row.
Okay. What do you call X-rated movie theaters?
I call them X-rated movie theaters.
Any other name?
No.
What would you call the movies themselves?
I call them X-rated. Because I always call them pornography.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's go ahead and... Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and do this other page. What does a policeman carry for protection?
He carries a revolver.
Mm-hmm.
Or a gun.
Yeah. And then the wooden thing is a
nightstick or a billy club.
Are they the same thing?
I think they're the same.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And what do you call a woman who sells her body?
A lady's leisure.
There are other terms which are less polite.
Okay. A night woman or a prostitute.
Or what's a really crude term?
Or slut.
Or worse than that.
Or whore.
Okay, and any others?
No, I don't think so.
What do you call the building where they work?
A bordello. Or, normally I refer to it as a bordello.
Mm-hmm.
Or a house of ill repute.
How about the crude name?
Or house of flowers.
House of flowers, I hadn't heard that one.
Yes, or house of flowers. Or a whorehouse.
And what would you call the district?
And notice how I pronounce that.
Yes. What do you call the district where they...
A red light district.
Yeah.
Atlanta used to have one.
Mm-hmm.
Atlanta used to have a very famous one.
Mm-hmm.
On Ellis, in that area.
Oh, I never knew where it was. And I knew that there was one.
I mean, it was a magnificently famous one.
Mm.
But that was in old Atlanta.
Well, it wasn't really all that old, because it was this century, certainly.
It was this century.
Although I can't remember exactly what era it was, but I know that I've read about it.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure it must have been in the 20s and the 30s.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the managers of prostitutes?
I think a woman is called... she's not called a mother. She's a madam.
And how about the man that manages?
And the man is a pimp.
Okay. What would you call the person who lies around on the street corner after having too much to drink?
He's a derelict.
Does a derelict necessarily mean that he drinks all the time?
I don't think so.
What if he does?
I think that perhaps he's just down and out.
What if he drinks all the time?
Then he's probably a drunk.
What would you call a businessman who has an alcohol problem?
An alcoholic.